welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Another edition of Auto World, a very busy one indeed. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by the head of consumer affairs from General Motors, James Bell, who is standing by to tell us all the latest and greatest from the world of General Motors. Also coming up a little later on in this hour, Don Jones from the Old Car Guys is going to be talking to us about restoration. And he's put together some excellent points that we're going to be discussing a little bit later on in this particular hour of the broadcast. Hour number two, we're going to be talking about a gamut of things, including some new technology from the folks at Lincoln as far as reading potholes as you're driving down the road, reading the potholes and adjusting the suspension of the vehicle to the pothole situation that you're encountering. We'll also be joined by another gentleman who's going to be talking a little bit about automotive body repair. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number, toll-free from anywhere in North America, so don't be a stranger, or you can always reach out via the email. But first, let me give you that all-important telephone number. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Email is bob@autoworldradio.com. Right now, let's go to the Auto World guest lines and bring forth the head of consumer affairs for General Motors, James Bell. James, welcome to the show. How you doing? We appreciate your time, James, as usual. So let's talk about some of the latest and greatest from GM. A variety of auto shows continue to roll on as we get deeper into the year. The official press days of the Geneva show are over. All eyes are on the New York International Auto Show. Those are the big shows for the journalists. But meanwhile, there are a lot of other shows popping up around the nation that are equally important. And I know you do a lot of appearances locally, like, for example, a few weeks back, the Twin Cities in Minneapolis. Yep. You were deeply involved in that show. Tell us a little bit about the local show angle.
Yeah, it's fun. You know, as you point out correctly, guys like you and I are always at these big shows in New York and L.A. and Geneva and so forth. But the last 2 years, we've kind of taken another close look at those kind of tier two shows, which don't get a lot of press or coverage, obviously, because there's not a lot of debuts happening there. But they're very important shows. And so, you know, this is where the business is being done, where people really go into an auto show and you know, take a chance of kicking the tires and smelling the leather and sitting in the driver's seat and seeing if everything falls at hand in a nice way and doing it without having a salesperson bother them. And we just find that, you know, again, these shows are so important. I was in Cincinnati. It was Minneapolis, as you pointed out. It'll be hitting a couple others down in Atlanta pretty soon, different places. And it's just a real great chance for us to kind of reconnect with, you know, the core of the business, where people are using an auto show to really, get a sniff of the new vehicles out there. And so many people are coming back into the market after being out for such a long time. You know, the average car on the road is over 10 years old right now, or 11 years old, actually. So an auto show is just a great way to reacquaint yourself with what's cool.
And as you pointed out, this is a wonderful opportunity for folks to be able to look in vehicles, get in vehicles, and not be pestered. I have to be careful, but not have to deal with the sales process. And also be able to cross shop. I mean, they can go from one GM brand to another. They can go to another car company and come back to GM. I always recommend that if you're buying a family vehicle, to bring the entire family and check out things like the back seat.
You're absolutely right. In fact, I was watching a family in Minneapolis who were obviously in the market for a full-size SUV. They were a large family. And you're right. They were checking out the new GMC Yukon, and then I saw them over in the Ford stand, and then later I saw them over in Toyota. And they're all just climbing in, making sure it's easy to get to that back row for the little ones, easy to, you know, get the car seats established. And that is the right thing. I mean, that's the great thing about these shows, that when they're open to the public like this, all the vehicles – excuse me, are available. They're all ready for climbing around in. And of course, there's, you know, all the car companies, pretty much, I think most of them do, provide, product specialists there as well. So if you have questions about the vehicle, what kind of mileage it gets, what kind of horsepower it has, you know, what's the warranty, anything like that, you can ask them and get that information without any sort of like, well, would you like to take a test drive now and feel like you're getting caught up in some sort of sales process. You can just really, you know, go around and, you know, tickle them all and see which ones you like.
And this is also a great opportunity for folks at these local auto shows to see some cutting-edge technology, including the fact for these folks, unlike journalists like you and I, you know, this is the first time that they've seen the award-winning North American Car of the Year, the Chevrolet Corvette Stingray, or the Chevrolet
right.
Silverado, the Truck of the Year. So these are debuts for these towns and for these folks.
It was actually a great little side story in regards to the Stingray. In Cincinnati, a gentleman reached out to us and said that he would very much like to use the Corvette Stingray stand and the car there as a place to ask his girlfriend to marry him. And so we made sure that the space was cleared and that the guards there knew that he was allowed to get up on the stand there. And sure enough, we even alerted some of the local media, and one of the local TV stations came out and captured it. So you're absolutely right. And it's exciting for the, you know, for people who are reading the car magazines and seeing the news online about the new cars coming out to actually get a chance to poke around in them, or in this case, to set up the rest of their life.
Oh, that is great. Another really interesting story, which is broken over the past few weeks from GM and comes on the heels of what seems to be a relentless, never-ending winter. The 2014 Buick Regal is now going to offer advanced all-wheel drive. So that's great news, James.
It is. Yeah, I mean, you know, the Regal is a funny car in our lineup. It, you know, some have said maybe it should have been renamed because the Buick Regal name is kind of seen as just a, you know, kind of more of a sedate sedan. But it, the new one is not. I mean, its true competitive set are vehicles like the Audi A4 or the Acura TSX or something like that, which are available in all-wheel drive. You know, in Audi's case, you know, that's a big attraction for their vehicles, the quattro drive system. Yeah, and when you spend some time in this new Regal, you realize that it truly is a European car that has a Buick badge on it. And so adding all-wheel drive, I think, is really going to help kind of make that cross-shopping much more obvious to people who are, again, looking at Audis, looking at Mercedes C-Class, 4MATICs, other vehicles that have that all-wheel drive capability, either in the dry to make them really fun to drive, or when things get sloppy to make them much safer to drive. But, you know, do it all at a price point which is much more palatable to many American families because it's got the Buick badge name on it.
And the interest in all-wheel drive certainly has increased tremendously. When you think back, James, you know, 10 years ago, there weren't that many all-wheel drive cars, especially there were all-wheel drive SUVs. But nowadays, this seems to be at the top of a lot of people's shopping lists.
As well it should be, because, as I say, you know, it makes it, you know, has obvious benefits when the weather gets wet or icy or you know, big compromise. But it's also in the day-to-day. I mean, when you drive one of the new modern vehicles with all-wheel drive, these are very advanced systems. These aren't like old Jeeps or anything like this. This is, you know, in many cases, vectoring the torque from one wheel to the next, depending on how much power you're applying, what the angle of your steering is, what's the ascent or descent rates. These are very advanced systems that can really make sure that you're pointing in the direction you want to go.
Straight ahead, more with James Bell, head of consumer affairs for GM. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. Extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
We're back and we're live. Thank you for joining us, whether you're listening on one of our great affiliate stations or online at GCNLive.com, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. My name is Bob Long, along with General Motors Head of Consumer Affairs, James Bell, a gentleman who has had a long history of being an automotive journalist, and a few years back made the transition to the major car company, General Motors, and has been doing a fantastic job for them as the head of consumer affairs. And before the break, we were talking about the 2014 Buick Regal now being available with all-wheel drive. And, James, recently I've had the opportunity in the local press fleet here to sample a number of GM vehicles, and including the 2014 Malibu 2LT, and I've also checked out the High Country Silverado, and I've also had the opportunity to drive a number of other vehicles, including, as you pointed out, some of the new Buicks. And the thing that really surprises me about Buicks, I mean, again, this is another kind of statement that ties into what you said about the Regal. I mean, the Buicks that you guys are producing today are nothing like the Buicks of not that long ago. The quiet tuning, the fact that a lot of the SUVs from Buick are actually quieter than the Lexus comparison models, and a lot of these vehicles get great fuel economy. That 1.4-liter Ecotec turbo engine is just remarkable.
Yeah. No, I think you're absolutely right. And, you know, the Buick name as a brand, especially after the bankruptcy, a lot of people in the U.S. were curious, well, you know, why did Saturn and Pontiac go away, but Buick was allowed to stay alive? Well, the first most obvious business reason is because Buick is massive in Asia, huge in China. It's a big part of our business. So that was the more rational decision. But we also knew that there was going to be some really good cars coming out that that can really kind of help transform a brand. And I think that's what you're going to see with Buick going forward. And it's going to be a quiet revolution, but I'm predicting it now. When people get in these cars and see what they're like and really shake up their perceptions, I think it's going to be, you know, along the lines, I keep talking about Audi a little bit here, but, you know, but going back to three generations ago, the Audi A4, it was kind of seen as a nice Volkswagen, nothing special. But now that brand has really caught speed because it's, you know, it's really kind of, with product, has developed a new reputation. And I think that's where Buick is poised to be. It's not going to happen tomorrow. It's not going to happen with some new advertising campaign or TV commercial. It's going to be with the product itself. So I'm glad that you you kind of picked up on that in some of your recent tests. That's great news.
Definitely. And the other thing that I am very happy to see, honestly, is the fact that more and more folks are associating performance with the Chevrolet brand, and that they should, with the Corvette Stingray, the upcoming Z06, the various incarnations of the Camaro, the amazing SS, as well as the ZL1 and the new Z28. And then, of course, you've got the return of the rear-wheel drive performance sedan, the SS. James, I have not had the opportunity to drive that one yet. Tell our listeners a little bit about this very unique product.
Well, okay, I'm happy to, but just as long as you give me a little time to talk about Stingray before we wrap up.
I haven't driven that one yet either. Can you believe that?
Well, I've got a little surprise for you then, so let's make sure we whip this in. But no, the SS is really cool. I mean, if people are familiar with the Pontiac G8 and especially the G8 GXP version, which was basically a Corvette-powered four-door sedan with great rear drive handling. In fact, the chassis of that vehicle is what is currently the underpinnings of the Camaro. So it was a proper four-door performance sedan, unexpected from a brand like Pontiac. Makes a lot more sense, as you said, underneath the Chevy nameplate. Of course, our current batch of NASCAR vehicles are all take on the front-end look of the SS. And it's a lot of fun. I like to equate the SS to being a lot like BMW M5. It's not a vehicle that BMW sells a ton of, but it really helps establish their performance credentials for all the other vehicles in their lineup. And I think the SS is going to occupy a similar space for Chevrolet. It's you're not going to see them on every corner. It's going to be a little bit of a rare vehicle, but those who know, they're going to give you thumbs up. And it is really quite the giant killer for especially for the price.
Absolutely. What a great value for the money. And the Corvette, of course, is just a drop-dead vehicle. This new Stingray, you guys just hit it out of the park, and I love it. And I am really, my lottery car is going to be the Z06 variant.
Well, this is what I want to give you a little sneak peek of here, Bob.
Okay.
One second. All right. Hold on a minute. All right. Okay. This is just for you, my friend. Hold on.
Okay. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long with James Bell.
I've been doing this whole interview sitting in the Stingray just for you.
Very good. Very appropriate. Outstanding. Thank you. What a fantastic piece
I hope that came across okay. I leaned out of the passenger driver's seat. and stuck the phone down underneath there, so hopefully you could hear the growl.
I could hear the growl as well as all of our listeners across North America. What a great home run that has been for Corvette and the Chevrolet brand, winning so many accolades.
Yeah. Well, so many accolades. The highest, you know, awarded vehicle, most awarded vehicle for 2013 and going into 14. But I think, you know, it just really has captured so much of a great spirit because, as you and I have discussed in the past, it doesn't matter what this vehicle looked like. When you just look at the numbers on it, the 50-50 weight balance, the braking, the horsepower, the this, the that, the G-force it can take, all these things, it's a phenomenal car. And then you wrap it up in such a sexy shape, one that people are really proud of. And this Corvette that I'm sitting in, I've had it now for a couple of days, and you really do feel like a rock star driving around in this. You get people giving you thumbs up. You know, I mean, you and I have been in Porsches and Ferraris and fun stuff, and that's got its own little thing. But this car really seems to make people, like, I feel like they want to salute me as I drive by because they know it's an American car. They know it's the return of a brand that, you know, the C6 Corvette was good but not great. Now it's beyond great. And I think, you know, the people who are into cars or even people that aren't really into cars, they know that the Stingray is serious business.
It certainly is. And I understand the orders have been steady from the get-go, and we're seeing convertible variants out there and either the 7-speed manual transmission or the 6-speed automatic. The automatic has proven to be, I understand, quite popular with folks.
Well, it is, you know, and to be very honest with you, it's faster and it's shifting and it's acceleration than many people can do with a manual.
Yeah.
You know, because it's just, it's so strong and have that fast computer control on it. For many ways, it's the one. I mean, when you look at Porsche and Ferrari, they don't even make manual gearboxes anymore. They're all shifting to automatic, dual clutch or just advanced automatics. And and of course, we've got a little treat coming out at the New York Auto Show. I hope to see you there, Bob. You mentioned the EO6 earlier. Well, we got some variants to talk about there.
Oh, very good. We're going to hold you over just for a moment or two. On the other side, more with James Bell, and then we're going to switch gears and talk automotive restoration with Don Jones. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
Nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN. Have other tax companies told you that you make too much money or have too many assets to qualify for an IRS tax settlement? You need to find out about the Wall & Associates difference.
My company is doing okay, but I messed up on the payroll taxes. Other tax firms told me I'll have to go on a payment plan, maybe for years. I didn't want that.
I was so worried about my husband's business that it was hard to sleep. I am so glad we called Wall & Associates. They were able to settle our IRS tax debt for a fraction of what we owed, and his business is still thriving. When everyone else said no way, Wall & Associates said yes.
To find out how to get the best settlement for large business or personal tax debts, call Wall & Associates at 1-800-533-8101. To put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-533-8101. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-533-8101. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're wrapping up with James Bell, the head of consumer affairs for General Motors. On deck is Don Jones from theoldcarguys.com, and I had to hold you over there because that was just too much of a tease for me. So going into the New York Auto Show, we can expect some news, James. Corvette-wise, anything else you can tell us about? Did we lose James? Are you with us, James? Maybe did us...
Oh, sorry, Bob. I'm here. Hello.
All right. No problem. Just wanted to... No problem. If you're in that Corvette, there are plenty of things to have fun and distract yourself with. Just the instrument panel on the Corvette is just remarkable and can be configured in umpteen different ways. Explain that a little bit to our listeners.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. While I was waiting for you there on the commercial break, you're going to really hate me now, Bob, but this Corvette I'm sitting in is actually my company car for the next 6 months.
So I've just been good for you.
I grabbed the, I just picked it up on Friday, and I've been looking over the owner's manual to look at some of that personalization. You're absolutely right. There's a lot of things you can set up, and I think what's really great about this dash and the entire interior is that it's just so well put together. The materials are so nice. I mean, my mother-in-law climbed in here the other night, and she was like, oh, what a pretty car. And that's not necessarily what you had said about the interior on the Corvette before. It was functional, but not pretty.
Yeah.
And you're right. It's the ability that we brought this car from truly up into 2014 and beyond as far as in-vehicle technology, plus, 460 horsepower and 0-60 in 4 seconds isn't bad either.
So really make me jealous here. Give me the whole lowdown. What's the paint scheme on the vehicle and tell us about the interior.
Okay, well, it's called Arctic White on the outside, and at first I wasn't sure about that, but it looks fantastic with all the different black venting that's on this car. You know, all very functional venting in the wheel well. And, of course, out in the back where the venting comes through from the oil cooler and the transmission cooler. It looks really good with the stark white, with the black details. And then on the inside, it's something called Kalahari. So the top part of the dash is all kind of a dark brown, almost to a black color, with beautiful brown hand stitching kind of holding it all together. It looks really tastefully done. And then I'm sitting on also kind of baseball glove leather seats with suede inserts. And as soon as we're done talking here, I'm going to pop out the 14-pound carbon fiber target top and enjoy a little Southern California sunshine. So it's going to be a good Sunday.
It is going to be a good Sunday. Well, on that note, we will look forward to seeing you in New York and catching up with all the GM news there. And in the meantime, for me, just have oodles and boodles of fun in that Corvette, not only today, but for the next 6 months.
I will do my very best, Bob, and every time I do a burnout, I'll think of you.
Very good. Thank you, James. There he is, head of consumer affairs for General Motors, the one and only James Bell. We now move to the man in charge, the CEO of theoldcarguys.com, also an on-site field producer here for Auto World. Don Jones is going to be telling us about restoration. Hey there, Don. How you doing?
I'm doing real well, but I wonder how I get James's job driving those Corvettes around. I'll send him a letter to see if he needs an assistant.
Sounds good. Well, you put together some really great tips here for folks that have a vehicle and they're going to begin the restoration process. And one of the things that you say right off the bat is you should arm yourself with the right manuals. Tell us more.
Well, you know, absolutely. Back when I was a young man and everybody in the neighborhood worked on their own cars, we had a book that was, I'm not sure the exact title of it, called the Motor Manual. It was a blue book, and it had everything you needed to know about how to work on your car. It had drawings of what they call explosive drawings, where the parts were all separated from the pieces, and you could see how everything fit together. And then a line-by-line description of how to fix things. And, it's kind of the way to go. The books are still out there. They're fairly cheap. I run into them all the time at the car shows and at the different swap meets. And I think it's a must-have when you're doing a build.
That's a really good point. You also bring out the fact that it's probably going to be... No, you're still with us, Don.
The other thing you've got to have is you got to make sure that you've got at least the basic set of tools. Keep in mind the older cars are working with standard and not metric, so you want to make sure that you've got the tools that'll fit the particular job, not only with your hand tools, but also some specialty tools, brake shoes, front-end tools. And possibly if you're going to try to rebuild transmission, you want to have the specialty tools you need for that. And a lot of those tools can be found in these different manuals. And, you know what you're looking for, and they can be found at the different swap meets and online. Or, you know, with a car club that specializes in that type of car.
That's a really good point, Don. You also say that some dismantling, depending on condition, will be required, and you should be careful because in that dismantling, you may come across some critters of all types. Tell us about that.
Well, absolutely. When I was putting this together, I was thinking about some of the cars that I've seen this week. And one of the cars that I've seen was a 1953 Chevrolet panel truck that was near perfect. Wouldn't really need any dismantling, and if you were going to do anything, it might be changing out some wires. But another vehicle that we picked up this week was a 1969 GMC Greyhound bus that had been turned into a truck and vehicle. And that thing, the first thing I would do would be gut burn the inside of it. So there's... The amount of work that may need to be done for dismantling, it can be wide across the spectrum. So if you don't need to take it apart, don't take it apart. But if you do, when you start to take it apart, be careful of the critters that are living inside of it. It might not be the best idea to drive it into the garage when you start taking the seats out. You wouldn't want that snake to jump out of the car and hide itself underneath your wife's washer or dryer. It might not make for her good health and thoughts of you if she comes across it. So do it outside in a safe place. Try to get rid of the bugs and any other critters that are in there. And be careful about what you do with the parts. You want to have containers, plastic jars as opposed to glass jars, bags. You might want to keep the stuffings from the seats. If you're going to reupholster, keeping those stuffings can be a good idea. The coffee cans, boxes, and also markers and tape so that you can mark what you put into the jars or the coffee cans, but also to take some duct tape and seal the top of a coffee can so when it falls off the shelf, which they all have a way of doing it, that the parts won't go bouncing all over the garage. And, of course, keeping these parts in a dry place. So considering you have a garage for the car, you better have another bay in the garage for all the parts.
That's a really good point, and it's a good idea, Don, as you point out in this document that you sent me, to separate a lot of these items. I mean, keep things in a dry place and keep the right parts, including screws, door panels, and chrome, and seat springs, and stuffing, and taking pictures, you recommend.
Right, yeah, taking pictures, but also, even though the parts may not seem to be worth keeping, things like screws or clips, the door panels, even though you might not want to reuse the backing for a door panel, it still may be good enough to use for a template. And as you're taking stuff apart, to go ahead and take pictures of what you're doing, particularly if you haven't found one of those manuals we were just talking about.
Hold that thought. More straight ahead with Don Jones. This is Auto World.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you have a passion for cars, you must join the club, Auto Informant. We are the number one online community for car lovers. It is your one-stop shop for everything to fuel your car interest. Through Auto Informant, you can connect with car clubs, auction houses, classic car dealers, museums, car shows, concours events, and other car enthusiasts. It is the perfect place for sharing and growing your passion. If you love cars, join the club, get connected, and enjoy the advantages of free membership. www.autoinformant.com.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
You better watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there.
Tom Jones joins us. He's the guy behind the great website, theoldcarguys.com, also working on both the television and radio projects. And he's a very special contributor here to the show and has put together a wonderful set of items when it comes to restoring a vehicle. And Don's been kind of taking us through some of the initial steps once you have the vehicle, some of the things that you need to do. Let's get into the engine. What would you recommend for folks? Do you do the engine work before you do the body work, Don?
Yes, it drives me nuts on some of the builds that I've had in the past where people have done all the body work and then all of a sudden discover that there's significant engine work that needs to be done. And I just hate the idea of pulling engine parts over a new paint job or new body work or taking a hood off to pull an engine and then trying to get it to line up again when you put it back on. So when you're doing the disassembly, it's a good time to do the work that's needed in the engine compartment, drivetrain, and the stuff underneath. You know, keep in mind of what you want to do with the engine, rebuilding it to keep it stock or to get another engine to get a little bit more horsepower. But these are good times to go ahead and put the engine in. And also to check on the clearance for new parts you're putting in. For instance, headers can be a problem in some cars. And it's best if you don't have the fenders on to get the headers in the place where you need them to be.
That's a really good point, Don. And it certainly makes sense, you know, to do this work before the body work is in place because you're going to have a lot more room. And I would imagine that would go also with the drivetrain, the transmission, the drive shaft and differential. That should really be tackled before you get into the body work.
Right, absolutely. And keeping in mind, Bob, as I'm mentioning these different items, I'm trying to keep in mind on just how much restoration a person is willing to take on and how much he needs. And I've been in situations where we've taken the body off of the car, and obviously that's the best way to get through everything into that frame and undercarriage. But other times, the back floors had to come out, and the fact that you had no floor in there made it easy to sit on the ground and be able to get to certain parts without having it be on your back or to have it jacked way in the high or up on a lift that you may or may not have in your garage. So I know some of the things I'm saying might not be relevant to everybody, but I'm sure that some of it is to most people.
Yeah, you know, it's right on the mark. Another area that, of course,
the other thing too is like when you're under there, after you take care of the drivetrain, you go ahead and inspect that frame to see how it is, and to make any repairs on the frame that need to be done, checking for rust, straightness of the frame. And if you're able to paint or power coat the frame to go ahead and protect, I recommend also would better to go ahead and start changing the brake lines and the fuel lines. It'll never be a waste of money when you're dealing with something with your safety.
No question. Let's talk about, speaking of safety, brakes as well as suspension. What are your recommendations in the restorations of those areas of a particular vehicle?
Well, again, it depends on what your outcome is going to be. If you're trying to have something as stock as you can, obviously you want to go back with the original parts. But if you're taking something like a Chevrolet, a 50s or a 60s Chevrolet, and you're putting a more powerful engine in it, I'd recommend to go ahead and spend the money on better brakes, front disc or four-wheel disc brakes, or at least a bigger drum in the rear to be able to handle the power of that new engine, to be able to stop that power from that new engine. And, of course, you know, even stock-wise, make sure that you're checking everything. And even if the brakes are good, I'd recommend going ahead and rebuilding the wheel cylinders. It's a pretty inexpensive project, and it'll pay off in the long run, and maybe not in the too long of a run.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
excellent.
I think too is maybe consider putting your power steering in at this particular time if you're going for a retrofit.
Mm-hmm. And let's talk about electrical components. If you're restoring a real older vehicle, it may be a 6-volt vehicle. Nowadays, of course, you can upgrade. What are your recommendations in the area of electrical components?
My recommendation basically is, unless there's a reason not to, to go ahead and bring it up to 12 volt. I think you're going to be happier with it. There are different adapters that you can continue to run 6 volt parts in the car. But it is, as far as the starting power, I think you'll be much happier with a 12 volt system. The 53 that we were looking at, in fact, had the 6 volt system. Even with a 6-volt system, you could go ahead and use a 8-volt battery, and that'll give you a little more cranking power. And you can adjust the voltage regulator to put out a little bit more current, so there'll be a charge in that 8-volt battery. And those batteries are available probably at old tractor sales companies where they're still using 12 volts in some of the older tractors.
That's really a great idea, definitely. And again, when it comes to safety, it's such a good idea to rewire the vehicle if it's very old or has had hard water damage, any kind of water damage.
Well, absolutely. And the rewiring kits are inexpensive. I think I bought one for the 52 we're doing for around $130, and that was the deluxe kit that allowed me to plug in air conditioning and extra lights. It also, it had all the fittings on the end of the wires. So for that extra $30 between the standard and deluxe, I probably saved 4 or 5 hours of time of not having to put those different clamps on and, to do that type of extra work. So anytime you can spend a little to save a lot on time, it's a good idea. And don't forget, your time is worth something. So don't think that your labor is free. Your wife certainly won't think of it that way when she needs you to do something around the house. So keep that in mind when you're doing that work.
Let's talk about body restoration and, in your words, doing it right the first time. I love this line: don't turn it into a Bondo bandit.
Right. We still see an awful lot of cars with much, much too much body filler in it. And I can remember back in high school times where we would just stuff newspaper into the hole around the fender near the headlight opening on 57 or 55, 56 Chevys. And it seemed that that was the rust area back in those days. And we would put newspaper in the hole and maybe a screen over what good metal was there, and then fill it in with Bondo. And, thought that was the answer to our problems. until, you know, the weather would change and it would crack and suddenly all this stuff is falling out. So do it right the first time. You'll be happier in the long run.
And certainly a whole lot better resale value, as you've pointed out. Let's
Absolutely.
Talk about chrome and stainless. What are your suggestions for those elements of a restoration project?
Well, it's surprisingly, I was talking to one of our clients yesterday. He's doing a 1962 Galaxy 500 with a 390 in it. And he said instead of putting some of the chrome, that he was custom cutting a walnut. And he was going to replace some of the lower chrome with a walnut and actually embed some chrome stripping into the walnut to try to get a different look. And it sounded interesting. I'm not sure what the finished product's going to look like, but there does seem to be alternatives to putting standard chrome on. Some folks, of course, will decide just to go ahead and leave the chrome off and fill in the holes. I've seen a couple of folks that have did it on the cheap and actually use this a chromed material that comes in a roll. It was like a peel and paste. That'll look good for a year or two. But it's still fairly cheap to replace if that's the way to go. So, you know, considering your chrome and also on things like bumpers that are very expensive to chrome, there are some people that will go with painting or powder coating. Some of the powder coats now look as good as chrome.
Well, Don, we'll get you back next week and continue to talk about the art of restoration. In the meantime, everybody check out his website, theoldcarguys.com.
Okay,
thank you, buddy.
That's
going to do it for this hour of Auto World. If you're leaving us, we'll see you next time. My name is Bob Long, and this is Auto World.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications radio network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Free Strike Eye.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Free Strike Eye ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business, too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.